101X, Jason Debney, Morning X, time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Hold on. Brought to you by Ascension Healthcare. I mean, there's just a mess of dog pictures on here, Deb. Serena G says, you asked for it, you got it. Nobly?
Nobly.
Nobly, as in Ginobili.
That's cute. Look at his little gray whiskers.
Look at his gray.
Oh, my God. Look at Manny the manatee. Oh, I'm going to lose my S on this.
Manatee, call me manatee.
Rufus and Rascal. Oh, hi. Oh, you pretty face. Oh, not a pretty face. Oh, Lone Star Steph says, I stopped taking my dog to the dog park. She's got attacked twice. Both times, the other dog owners paid for her vet care because they knew it was their dog's fault. Bless her heart. Mm. But because she's a pity, other people automatically assume she provoked it. Yeah, that's the worst. That happened to Blue, too, and that it changed him. But, yeah, Lone Star Steph, get at me. Slide into my DMs. I'll tell you where this dog park is. It's quiet, small. You can take Sweet Baby there.
As you surely heard, Alex Trebek passed away over the weekend. Longtime Jeopardy host succumbed to cancer. Yesterday was the first episode of Jeopardy that aired since his passing, and so the executive producer, Mike Richards, started the show out with it.
How could it be? Oh, was it recorded while he was still alive?
Yeah, they have some episodes in the can, 35 episodes that will still air. As a matter of fact, his final episode, I believe, is going to be Christmas Day.
Oh, man, that'll have the whole country in tears.
Yeah. This is the producer before the show yesterday.
I'm going to be talking about dogs tomorrow on Deb's Diary, and I have got some pictures.
We had a sweet, somber moment.
We'll be talking about dogs are really good on Deb's Diary.
Not tomorrow.
That one, you've
been at 7:50 Tuesday for Deb's Diary. It's all about dogs.
I think you over-edited that second one because it doesn't give the amount of
oomph. What are you talking about?
I put some oomph into that F-bomb and you can...
But I can't keep the oomph in there. It's against the rules.
You can give it a bit of a... or a more of a...
What are you talking about?
You know.
Not tomorrow.
No, I think you overdid it. It's fine, though. It's fine.
I value our license with the FCC, Alex Trebek, this is the first episode of Jeopardy since his passing. Here is executive producer Mike Richards.
Over the weekend, we lost our beloved host, Alex Trebek. This is an enormous loss for our staff and crew, for his family, and for his millions of fans. He loved this show and everything it stood for. In fact, he taped his final episodes less than 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I believe he was working up until the last week of October.
That's crazy. He must have been in a lot of pain.
Yeah. 35 episodes still in the can, and they will air, with the last one being on Christmas Day, as we said. Still, no word on who the next host of Jeopardy will be. I heard yesterday... George Stephanopoulos?
That was a thing that was rumored,
yeah.
Really?
The news guy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah, if I could get out of the serious journalism game and into the game show hosting world, that seems awesome.
Yeah.
But, like, I just wouldn't suspect that he would. I'm surprised to know he was interested in that.
Okay,
what is he doing now, though? I mean, he might not even be in the real. Is he on the Bananas and Fresca morning show circuit? Is he, like.
I think he's doing some morning news something.
But, like, the
TV.
Soft, like, hey, that squirrel can water ski type news.
I don't know.
Good Morning America.
Yeah. That's
this
the thing.
Week, which is a Sunday political show. But here. Which newsman would make the best game show host? Like, Al Roker surely has done some stuff.
Chris Cuomo.
See, Al Roker.
Chris Cuomo would be funny.
Is he a newsman to me today anymore?
Yeah.
He's never a newsman. He's weather.
Right. Yeah, but just like that's kind of in the wheelhouse.
I never thought he would.
When they
had him pulled in to like do fun bits, he's terrible. People just love him. I don't know why they
Al
love
Roker?
Him. I think he's funny. I mean... He's cute in a way, but he's a terrible presenter. Like, he wouldn't be a good game show host presenter, I don't think.
Look, good for him, but he has not been the same since he lost all that weight. Lovable, fat Al Roker with a weather guy.
Nobody wants to see a physically fit man do comedy.
You know, also, right. Just to put this out here, I think he's sick right now. I think he... does he have a Rona?
He has cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh,
But they caught it early.
And you're kicking him while he's down, Deb.
Well, soon, sir. But yeah, Chris Cuomo would be fun.
I don't know enough of the people on the, because I don't watch,
Meredith Vieira took over for Regis on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for a while.
Give me Selena Lonsdale.
Who?
I'll take, isn't that one of your girls?
God, you're an idiot.
Jane Lonsdale,
and then you got Amanda Salinas.
Yeah. I want to
smash them together and give them a show.
It's a tag team, okay?
This is our Fox 7 morning show that we have on in the studio.
Right. Oh. Give me Judy Maggio. These are the news people who I know.
Fred Cantu, I think, would have made a good one, but no. Fred Hoiberg should have a game show just called Are These Shelves Level?
Fred Hoiberg?
Did I say that right? Who's Dave Froelich? No.
Jesus Christ. Move on here. And we're bastardizing so many people's names.
Fred Hoiberg is the...
Who is that?
Possibly former, maybe still currently coach of the Chicago Bulls.
He would not be a good game show host. But you know who would be? Stan Van Gundy.
Stan Van Gundy
would be great.
He's probably good. And also in the game show world, if I told you, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune is a go. Is that something you'd be interested in? Pat Sajak and Vanna White are in for Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, which will have a celebrity guest vying for $1 million in cash prizes to be donated to charity.
Cool.
They've just ordered it. It hasn't even begun taping yet, so we're a ways off. Wheel of Fortune, I'm a game show guy. That is way overrated, in my opinion. Too much luck involved in Wheel of Fortune.
What? No, get out of here.
Spinning the wheel, yeah. Solving the puzzle is a game of skill. Sure, of course. Okay. But you got to spin you could have the game stolen from you by spinning the wheel, all right? It's like having kickers in fantasy football. It's just a crapshoot. What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Why am I having to stay up to the last second of Monday Night Football to see Nick Folk kick a 51-yarder so I can beat Dave? Huh? That is bull-s. There should be no kickers in fantasy football.
You know, that's your problem. You're addicted to it.
Addicted to fantasy football?
You just be able to go to sleep with that thing and not worry about it.
Cut the kickers out, all right? And take the wheel out of Wheel of Fortune. Just make it of fortune.
The game is of fortune.
Yes.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What up, X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Shaky Graves doing a drive-in concert at the Hotspot in Cedar Park on Thursday. We have those tickets at 9:30 today.
Morning X Sports.
At Dower Island, tweets at Jason and Deb, says, this is my hipster rescue pug, Elwood. He's outrageous.
Look at his hat.
What's up, Elwood?
Yes. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tweet us at Jason and Deb, your pet pics. It doesn't have to just be dogs, but.
Oh, right.
I'll take them all.
We're so racialist toward dogs.
Oh, look at little Elwood. Oh, how cute.
Sports brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi, Longhorn punter Ryan Buchevsky. Let's go for it, spelling bee style. Deb Buchevsky. I'll give you a hint. There's a J.
B.
I know it. I totally know it.
B.
Two Bs.
No, one B.
Okay.
Yeah, yes or no? B?
Yeah.
U?
Yeah.
J?
Yeah.
C?
This isn't how the spelling bee works.
I know. C?
Yeah.
H? No, take that one out. I didn't mean that H.
Okay.
E?
Yeah.
V?
Yeah.
SKI.
You did it, man. That was like, I mean, some assistance, but I am very impressed. I'm looking at it right now. I feel like if I closed my eyes and tried to spell it, I wouldn't get it. Yeah.
I'm very, very, you know, as you learned from the how much game, it's very important that I spell people's names correctly.
Obviously.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Do you think maybe that's what went wrong? Because it seemed like your focus dwindled toward the end of the game. Is it possibly that you were working too much on the spelling?
You know what it was? I shot myself in the foot because I spelled Billie Eilish with a Y.
Oh, right.
Fool! You foolish woman!
Longhorn punter Ryan Buchevsky, I believe the cousin of Michael Dixon, greatest Longhorn of the last decade. Take that, Sam Ellinger truthers.
I wish that was a joke.
Torn ACL during Saturday's game against West Virginia. That's bad. He's going to have surgery. He will be out indefinitely, which means your boy, place kicker Cameron Dicker, will take over the punting duties, or you could say double Dicker duty for the rest of the Longhorn football season. I guess Cameron Dicker kicked and punted while at Lake Travis.
What the hell is the difference? Why do you got two? It's just you're kicking the ball.
What is the difference?
Your kick. That's a kick. There's another kick.
I mean, that's like saying, what's the difference between throwing a baseball and a football? Like, it is.
No, it's the same ball. They're kicking the same thing.
Well, but
but it's two different styles of kicking.
Yeah, the place kicker.
Like, one person can't totally kick meanings. That's ridiculous. It's like saying a baseball player can only hit a curveball and can't hit any of the other balls.
That is very much that's a very good comparison. There are some baseball players who are awesome their entire lives and get to the pros, and then they're like, oh, this guy can't hit a slider. I'm going to get him out every time. Career over. And so, yeah, if you can own, a lot of people can only do one thing, all right?
Stupid.
I thought you would be all about, because look, this is employing more non-football players, okay? If you just have one kicker who did all the jobs.
They're actually like, the only football players on the team.
Cutting the workforce
in half. Everyone else is egg-shaped ball to the arm.
Here, think of it in terms, the place kicker, he's kicking the ball, you know, down off the ground. The punter, he holds it up here and like drops it and kicks the ball up high. If this in Mortal Kombat terms, then you got to push the triangle for high kick, circle for low kick. Can you imagine Mortal Kombat if there was only one kick button?
In rugby, they do all the kicks.
Well, that's why that sport is garbage.
That's why it's a third rate
sport.
Okay, that's why only everyone else in the entire world plays it.
Is rugby a third rate sport?
No,
is that too much credit?
No,
it's second rate.
Second rate?
Second rate. Yeah.
No way.
No,
it's like generic football.
No way. You guys.
Not football, but football over soccer.
No, you guys are talking
golf
such garbage right now.
Golf is a second-rate sport.
Yeah.
Hockey. Baseball?
Hockey is third. I'm sorry.
Rugby is third. See, I was thinking.
Well, okay, here, rugby's not even like in wherever this is. Like, it's not even on the scale. But in globally.
See, okay.
It's like soccer, cricket, rugby.
This is fun. This is a good Jason and Deb essential conversation.
Nick's right.
First rate sport, football, basketball.
You're saying American football?
Okay, baseball.
Yeah.
Yes, I have very patriotic
and
eyes.
And you're just doing
everything I say right here.
You're not talking globally. You're talking just right here in your little bubble.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. In the brain of Jason Dick.
Yeah. Football, basketball, baseball, first-rate sport. Second-rate, hockey, golf, tennis.
Golf should be higher than hockey and tennis.
Really?
I'm just protesting this conversation.
Oh, soccer. Second-rate sport.
I'm not getting involved because everything you're saying
maybe
is wrong.
Might even bubble you up to a first-rate sport, soccer.
Oh, talking of soccer, because I'm not doing this stupid game because it's mean.
Soccer is just grass hockey.
Hey, I was up off Burnett the other day when I took the dog to the park. And the stadium is looking wee-wah.
Nice.
Nice is right. Have you seen it recently?
It's not bad.
It's good.
Yeah, I was up there maybe 2 weeks ago, but I don't...
I was stunned. I was like, I've got to keep my eyes on the road. I'm driving. I need to pull over and have a walk around there one day.
I don't frequent that part of town often, and yeah, I remember maybe it was 3 or 4 months ago when I first drove over there, and I was like, holy
what are all these cranes?
I was like, so this is where McCalla Place is, huh?
You should see it now, Jay.
I was just over there a couple weeks ago.
It's very exciting.
It? Look, I'm a Austin FC season ticket holder, so they're in my email box
humble brag.
All the time about what's going on there. Is that a humble brag?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder.
Anybody can get anybody.
Really? Do you think there are any season ticket holder places left and or that are affordable?
You should have moved on it a little. I found it to be very affordable, but you should have moved on it a little quicker.
Which would be more
how much was it? What? It's very affordable.
It was so affordable that I don't remember the exact cost, but I think two.
Money just means nothing. Isn't that nice?
I think two tickets for an entire season was $1,000.
Well, very affordable.
Yeah. It's like 32 games or something like that. That's
not affordable for a lot of people.
It is considerably more affordable than being a San Antonio Spurs season ticket holder.
Which you are as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
What's more of a humble brag for you? Saying that you have season
trying to humble brag anything.
You got season passes to Austin FC or you have a Valentina's Thanksgiving turkey?
Man, she still hadn't replied to my thing. What's up? Come on, man. If I see you post an Instagram thing without replying to my stuff, then that's not cool, man. All right. I went to the... Never mind.
Hey, focus. Focus.
Yeah, we're fine.
You were in the middle of degrading sports.
Yeah. Soccer maybe could bubble up to first-rate sport. Second-rate sport, golf, hockey, tennis. third-rate sport. Now I feel like that's like where I put my NASCARs, is down in third-rate sport.
Sport.
Okay? Something like...
Darts? Bowling?
No. Fourth-rate sport. Okay. But that's kind of where I think of rugby, too, man.
Wait, hold on. Because darts and bowling is like what us pedestrians can do. If you're saying fourth-rate sports are what we can get involved in, then you can't even put rugby in there.
Because it's too higher than that. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we can go out and go bowling today, and throw some darts. I can get involved in golf.
All right,
you could not.
I could get involved in basketball. That's a first rate sport.
Jason, now that you're living a healthy fitness lifestyle, you're addicted to fitness. Go play rugby.
No, I would love to see that.
Come on.
I remember in high school, it was after I had already given up on the football world. Because I was ahead of the curve on concussions. I was like, stop hitting me in the head. It hurts. Okay? It hurts. A group of my friends they played rugby in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And they're like, Jason, come play rugby with us, you GD monster. You're going to be awesome. I was like, I don't think so. My friend Matt broke his leg in half. All right? Did one of those like up on the hip, up on the mm-hmm. between the hip and the knee breaks.
The femur?
Yeah. The real bad one. Femur, fourth-rate bone, okay?
Fourth-rate bone?
It's the biggest bone
in your body, you fool.
It's a fourth-rate, yeah, exactly.
No one listens to you.
Just like rugby, okay? It can be the biggest sport in the world, still be a fourth-rate sport.
You're so dumb.
Okay? Get out.
Speaking of the list of ranking bones, Robert Femurs?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go...
I'm mad at myself for using that nickname.
Why?
I'm going to put him right between Bones the TV show and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Wait. Bones, the TV show, is ahead of Bone Thugs and Harmony?
Bone Thugs and Harmony is number one.
I'm flipping it.
Bones, the TV show is number one.
I like Bones, the TV show, but come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no Bones, the TV show.
How about Throwing Bones? Where does that land?
Digging Up Bones, Randy Travis.
Ooh. Tonight I'm sitting alone, just a digging up bones.
I'm gonna work on you to play rugby. We need to do this, listeners, because that's how I'm going to win this bet, is you're going to break your leg.
I have rugby connections. Guys, I've got ins. I know the Huns. Nah. I know the Blacks. Nah. That's the name of a rugby team.
Is there like a
I used to date a couple of rugby players. Awesome legs.
Is there like a 13 Humble and brag. Under rugby league out there for kids we could put them in?
Oh, yeah. That's what we'd have to start you there. We would definitely start you with the youngins.
Speaking of the youths, Mike Tyson, he's fighting again. He's going to fight Roy Jones Jr. on November 28th. Two old men fighting. We're fine. We're fine with that. On his recent podcast.
Yeah, if they're both old, it's fine. Now, you want to fight a youngin, I'd be a little bit worried for you.
We just watched two 70-year-olds duke it out.
Do you know about the Mike Tyson podcast? I don't subscribe, but I hear that it's really good, that he gets real. He's real woke on some topics.
He cries a lot.
Who's that one rapper who's like, being gay is wrong? The Mike Tyson brought him on there and said, you stupid, man.
That one homophobic rapper?
Well, he is on a recent episode of the Mike Tyson podcast explaining that he never did steroids, but he, of course, did have to cheat his drug test. Doesn't he own like a weed farm now? I think he's been doing that stuff for a while. How did he cheat the drug test? Though that's why you have kids, man.
No, I put my baby's urine in it.
I'm just hoping
that one day I use my wife. My wife said, baby, you better not hope that he comes back pregnant or something.
Yeah.
And I said, no, so we ain't going to use you no more. We're going to use the kids. Because I got scared that the might come back pregnant.
Mike, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds awful. I don't want to listen to that. But you use your kid's pee?
Yeah.
Here you go.
But
what was he trying to hide then? Just the weed?
Steroids, I think.
But he says he never did steroids.
He never did steroids, but weed or some other recreational drugs.
You can't
drugs,
weed and box?
He's saying I put it in there. He's talking about he put it in the, he had a Wizinator, and he was asked, did you have the right color? Because there was somebody got busted. I don't know if it was a black guy trying to use a white. For those of you not familiar with the original Wizinator, it's a fake dong because your probation officer has to watch you put your penis into the cup.
You got to get the right shade. You got to get a shade close enough because, as we all know, they don't usually, the curtain doesn't always match the carpet when it comes to that.
Mike said he had the right one.
Well, did you have the right color, Wizinator? Because it was that NFL guy.
Hell yeah.
Black dude that had a white one.
I had had this brown one.
Who was that? I heard that story.
But this guy was so f***ing macho. He was scared. I wrapped it out. He was like, hey, man, take the f***ing cup. You know, this macho guy. He didn't look at me.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, just get a really gigantic one to shock whoever has to watch you do it.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.